America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. It's the Shore edition, minus Snooki. Yes, I am at the Jersey Shore, but it's not the shore that you see if you watch that tawdry nonsense, the young Snooki and situation and whatever their names are, running around drinking and smoking pot and doing whatever it is they do. And maybe that happens at the Jersey Shore on the southern side, but it still feels a little bit different. Let's put it this way. This is more Philadelphia, South Jersey than North Jersey. No offense, Chris Christie, who's all about North Jersey, by the way. He's always quoted. He's always talking about North Jersey. Does he ever come to South Jersey? I don't know. So big things are shaking around our world, especially here in our country. And one of the biggest things is dealing with this drought and realizing what it'll mean to your family, because so many of us are not paying attention to the knocks that are coming fast and furious on the door. Knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Better pay attention or you won't be. And I'm going to tell you why. But before we get there, let's talk about the biggest buzz politically. You know, there's always some bomb, some faux pas, some statement, something that becomes fodder that takes off. And you hear it, you're driving down the road in your truck, you're walking your dog, and you have your headphones on. You're driving the kids to school, you're coming off the third shift, whatever it is. And you hear some of the stuff that we're going to let you hear now. One, the former governor of New Hampshire set off a tsunami, a temporary one, about a comment he made concerning the president. The president had his own faux pas the day before talking about businesses, although he says he was misquoted and it's not correct what's being said. And then ultimately Mitt Romney takes off on that too. All has to do with small business. So you connect the dots. Take a listen.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet so then all the companies could make money off the internet. The point is that when we succeed, we succeed because of our individual initiative, but also because we do things together. There's some things, just like fighting fires, we don't do on our own.
So that was the president's comment talking about business that happened a couple of days ago. Here's John Sununu. Listen to what he says here.
I wish this president would learn how to be an American.
Ooh, them's fighting words when you bring in the red, white, and blue. And here's the thing. Sununu, who's never shy about sharing his opinions, is a huge Romney backer, period. He's not being forced. Romney was not foisted on him. He really, really likes Romney. And he really thinks that Obama is headed toward the direction of semi-socialism or flat-out socialism, meaning, in what Sununu further apologized for later in the day, is that the president, he says, doesn't understand economics and the fact that we're a capitalist nation. That's what we were founded on. That's what has made us thrive. And he says this is where the president fails miserably. So he apologized for the American comment, but went on to explain what he meant in saying that, and was blasted from the left all day long, and further backed up by many of the people in the Republican Party. And then he goes on CNN's Wolf Blitzer show, for whatever that's worth, and says that that's not what he meant. That's not what he was saying. If what he meant was that he's not a capitalist, that he doesn't get how businesses grow, and how could he make a comment like he did, the one that you just heard? And Romney took advantage of it. Here's Romney's take.
He said, and I quote, and he's speaking, by the way, of businesses like this one, small businesses, big businesses, middle-sized businesses, mining businesses, manufacturing, service businesses of all kinds. He said this, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. That's somebody else's government, in his view. He goes on to describe the people who deserve the credit for building this business. And, of course, he describes people who we care very deeply about, who make a difference in our lives, our school teachers, firefighters, people who build roads. We need those things. We value school teachers, firefighters, people who build roads. You really couldn't have a business if you didn't have those things. But, you know, we pay for those things, all right? The taxpayers pay for government. It's not like government just provides those to all of us and we say, oh, thank you, government, for doing those things. No, in fact, we pay for them and we benefit from them and we appreciate the work that they do and the sacrifices that are done by people who work in government. But they did not build this business. The idea to say that Steve Jobs didn't build Apple, that Henry Ford didn't build Ford Motor, that Papa John didn't build Papa John Pizza, that Ray Kroc didn't build McDonald's, that Bill Gates didn't build Microsoft. You go on the list. That Joe and his colleagues didn't build this enterprise. To say something like that is not just foolishness. It's insulting to every entrepreneur, every innovator in America. And it's wrong.
I have to agree with Mitt Romney, whether you like him or don't like him. I think there he was pretty potent in what he said and pretty right on. That the bottom line is we got to separate this whole thing about teachers and firemen and all that, because he's right. He says, yes, we pay taxes. And yes, we appreciate those people, love those people, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is we pay for those services. Absolutely. We pay for those services. When you're an entrepreneur, you're trying to create something. You're creating jobs. Steve Jobs created jobs, for goodness sake, at Apple. So much so, he was so successful there that when he left, the place was tanking, and they brought him back. But we don't have to go into resumes of CEOs or people who have built companies or people like many of you listening to me tonight on America Tonight who have small businesses, who have run a small business, whether you're just contracting some people out or whatever it is that you've done. I know there are a lot of you out there that listen to this show. And you know what it takes. You know the favors that you have to ask of people, the things that you have to do, the blood, the sweat, the tears. There's a reason for sweat equity. There's a reason why people accept sweat equity to help out a friend, to get involved with an enterprise that they believe in, because that's the entrepreneurial spirit. That's how things ultimately are created. That's the risk that people take. So business, the economy, and money, it always keeps coming back to that same thing when we talk about politics. Hey, coming up on this Hour of America Tonight, we got a couple of great things that we're going to hit up for you. So stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Here on our little old show, Odds and Ends, topping odds and ends, Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, I swear, he is not afraid of anything. This guy will take a bullet on whatever it might be. Of course, immigration and the fact that he was dressing prisoners up in the pinks, if you remember the pink prison garb and having them out in tents and what he felt he needed to do to keep Arizona safe, frankly, or at least his little slice of Arizona and Phoenix, really worked, but got him in the crosshairs with government, frankly. And he's just getting in deeper and deeper. He took a shovel and he decided, you know what, you're going to swack me over the head like some reject from the mob, then I'm going to do the same thing to you, government. So investigators for the sheriff's volunteer posse, so you hear my words, volunteer posse, have said that President Obama's birth certificate is definitely not real, that it's fake. There were a group from Maricopa County, right, who say, and they said this a couple of months ago, that there was probable cause that the long form birth certificate released by the White House back in April 2011 was a computer-generated forgery. And now Arpaio is saying, listen, in March and April, we were telling you that, you know, this was a fake. We were saying that this was a fake. Now I'm telling you, I am positive it's a fraud. Positive. And even the posse's chief investigator, a guy named Mike Zullo, says the numeric codes on certain parts of the birth certificate show that those parts weren't filled out. And those sections asking for the race of the father and his work and study were completed, but he says the investigators didn't know the meaning of the codes, but that the codes were explained by a state worker who signed the president's birth certificate. And this investigator goes on to say that a news reporter helped out in trying to dig up this stuff. So the Obama people, needless to say, have no comment on Arpaio's allegations. The Arizona Democratic Party says that Arpaio's investigation is really happening because it's supposed to draw attention away from problems that he's having with his own agency, like hundreds of sex crime cases that the sheriff's office didn't adequately investigate, they're saying, over 3 years. Remember, the whole birther movement, off the rails or not, they keep pushing that he's ineligible to be president because they say he wasn't born in Hawaii. You know, it could be some bungled birth certificate, something stupid, ridiculousness to try to produce something. Who knows? But it's interesting how this keeps being called into question, which is why I brought it up, because it fits perfectly into odds and ends. Remember, he released the long-form deal to try to have people stop asking these questions about citizenship and even flaunted the whole idea of, here's my birth certificate. And now courts are saying, forget these lawsuits over this, and they're trying to just pretty much push it out. I think it's a no-win situation because you're not going to get anywhere deep enough on this whole thing anyway. Arpaio is tired of the Obama people foiling him, and he was smart, actually, to go after this and to have somebody dig into it, but I just don't think it's going to land anywhere. Even if you think it should, I don't think it lands anywhere, so it doesn't help Romney or doesn't help anyone who's not happy with what they're doing in the White House. This is kind of a no-lose street that you're turning down that you say, but I think I'm right. I know I'm right. If I just have some more evidence that I can put it into place, it's not going to work. It's not going to turn anything over here. However, it's curious, Arpaio going up against them, and again, the fact that he just suffers no fools and does not care, does not want to play footsies with the president, does not want to deal with Eric Holder, wants nothing to do with Janet Napolitano and Homeland Security because he sees how he has struggled and how he had to take the law, so to speak, into his own hands to really get any kind of justice for the people that he's trying to protect. Because after all, if you're the sheriff, if you're the police chief, if you're the guy in the patrol cars, what is your ultimate job? Serve and protect. Can we all say it again? Serve and protect. So I think Arpaio is a lawman's lawman and takes it to heart, and so be it. If he's going to take another bullet, he does not care. What do you think? Am I right? Is this really a no-lose or a no-win situation to go down that deep, dark hole of the birth certificate? Is it real or is it fake? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. All right, the other thing is the thing that I was just talking about with the business, and, you know, the remark that the president made about business is that you didn't build that. I mean, am I missing something? Is the president have any leg to stand on with this, saying that the government investment helps the economy? Or is this bad news, which Sununu is saying, that Obama doesn't understand the economy? Why make that remark? Or, you know what, he has a point, because you've got to have business revenue coming in too, and you couldn't build the government without business revenue either. You know, it's just another one of these conundrums. And that's what it is. It's the conundrum of the day. Who can really truly answer the question? It is, we pay taxes. Romney was right on that. We pay taxes. Yes, of course, the firemen, the teachers, all those people, that's the deal. That, yes, we are supporting it. It's not free. This is not free to pay for the government. And for a business, those loans, those things that happen, are not so readily available. It is if you're bundling things and you're a certain company who has access to power, has access to grants, all that kind of stuff, but not for the everyday person. Not for me, not for you, and not for the guy down the street. He's digging, he's clawing, he's scratching, and he's looking to get breaks, and he's looking to make it happen, but government isn't the answer. Government's not helping the private sector that much. There's contracts, there's bidding. There used to be more of that. There's probably going to be less of that. It's more about now government jobs. You know, that exploded because government got so gargantuan that your safe play probably a decade ago, certainly 2 decades ago, was, hey, maybe you get in with the government because you're going to have good health care and you're going to have benefits and you're going to have a gig. You're going to have a job because we were creating more and more government and not so much with the private sector. We need the private sector to fund us. We need more regulation and we need more taxes. But that doesn't make an entrepreneur thrive. It doesn't do that. All right, once again, veering off into a tangent here on odds and ends. The big story, I think, really, is the fact that we're in a serious drought. People in some areas in the Midwest, a lot of you people in my favorite flyover states, realize it. In fact, in Wisconsin, the governor, Scott Walker, had to declare a state of emergency in 42 counties just last week. Why? Because they need permits for using stream or lake water for irrigation or their toast. I mean, they're already like a dust bowl. And so to try to somehow save some of the crops, they have to be able to do that. Enter Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who announced trying to streamline the aid process. Oh, government. And the goal is to cut the time red tape it takes to declare an ag disaster area. He also reduced interest rates for emergency loans so that it could be cheaper for farmers to graze livestock, or even, here's something a lot of people don't think about but it's important, cut hay on land that would be locked up in some kind of a conservation program. And I've seen a lot of hay lately pop up, even not too far from me. So it's interesting. It's scary, scary times. You do need to stock up. You do need to pay attention to what's happening with food prices, because corn, baby, we have really dumped out on the surplus of corn. We are down 31%. This time last year, 65%. Boy, oh boy. We're headed to the mailbag next on ATN.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The London Games are right around the corner, and American athletes are vying for a spot. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
Want to put some wild into your weekend? Come to the all-new Mesquite Pro Rodeo. Corral seats start at just $12, and kids are always half price. Get your tickets at Kroger and save $5. This weekend, meet the rodeo legends. Tractor Supply sponsors the Neil Gay Cowboy Reunion. The city ends and the Wild West begins at Cool Air Conditioned Mesquite Arena, I-635 and Exit 4, 7:30 Friday and Saturday. Mesquite is the official rodeo capital of Texas.
One of my favorite gymnasts is Gabby Douglas. She won the trials by nailing her favorite event, the uneven bars. Former Olympian Nastia Lukin fell just short. This entire team is pegged to win gold. Michael Phelps won 3 of 4 events in the pool. 2 40-somethings, Janet Evans and Derek Torres, didn't make the cut, retiring after the trials. Allison Felix ran the 6th fastest 200 meters of all time. She won the trials in 21.69 seconds. She'll be joined by Carmelita Jeter and Sanya Richards-Ross, who also qualified in track and field. Team USA in basketball is loaded. Training camp starts this week in Vegas. Thunder guard Russell Westbrook leads the team, with Dwayne Wade out with an injury. So that leaves 17 players competing for 12 spots. From volleyball to tennis and everything in between, it should be another strong Olympics for Team USA. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Let me tell you, We are about the Olympics. I don't know what it is. I've always liked watching the Olympics. I guess it's that it is the American pride thing. Watching everybody come in, when I say everybody, the athletes come into the opening games, getting excited about paying attention about some athletes who I had no idea who they were. And then, except for the obvious ones like Venus and Serena Williams in tennis, or any of the basketball guys, or Misty May Trainor and so on and so forth, when we're talking about sand volleyball or the famous athletes, but the ones who are the up-and-comers and the cool stories and all of that, it's there's something about the Olympics, let's face it, and we do have that pride thing. So, in honor of the Olympics being held in London starting on the 27th, on the show next Friday morning in our third hour, we're holding our medal count contest. How many golds, silvers, bronzes you think the U.S. will come up with, and ultimately the total. So you own those numbers once you throw them out. You don't have to come up with all the numbers. You could just have an overall total. That would be fine. You know, it's a stab in the dark. It's like going somewhere at a state fair or whatever and trying to guess the marbles in the jar. So it's like the lottery, except you don't have to pay a buck or two. You just take a guess, take a stab at it. Can't wait for that. I hope somebody wins. We do have great prizes, and I would love to see some of you win that. Coming up next hour here on America Tonight, so many of you are loving these conversations we're having with my pal Don Wiskin, who has an interesting story. He's a roofer. He loses his father to bypass after a bypass surgery. His brother walks into a hospital and dies, heart failure. He knows that this is one by one killing his family. He takes the walk, feels the chest pains, gets dropped off at 43 at the hospital, and realizes, whoa, I'm getting on roofs. I got to carry my stuff. How am I doing this? And he's on all these pills and has to go through the process and realizes, nah. I got to do something else. Starts to investigate, well, why am I not getting these nutrients and all this other stuff? So, long story short, he, of course, comes up with Extendivite. And let me tell you, it lowered my blood pressure, lowered my cholesterol numbers. Love him. Love the story of Don and fact and what he's done in the last 14 years since that horrible day when, at 43, he walked into the hospital, because I don't want to have my chest cracked open and be praying, have people out there in the waiting room hoping that I'm just going to survive, and then go through the process of trying to survive, and what so many of you have had to do. I've had two friends who have had that surgery. Anyway, he's coming up in our next hour. He's got some interesting things to share, to be certain, definitely. I said we were going to head to the mailbag. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, I do have mail. So, checking the mail, the drought, obviously, and the conditions on many of your minds. This one from Jake, listening to us in Austin. Hello, Jake. He's been listening for a long time now. And Jake says, Kate, you know, last year we really got it in Texas, and it was terrible to see what was happening in the various stages people had to go through, worried about their lawns, worried about the investment they had made in their homes and how it was being torn up, frankly, because the curb appeal was not too good, if you know what I mean. But now we're talking about corn. We're talking about subsistence. We're talking about our food supply. People better wake up and realize they can't make fun of survivalists anymore, because maybe they had it right all along. You know, that maybe they did have it right, that you got to have some safety precautions, and it's not stupid to think ahead, especially when we're talking about the fluctuation of the price of food and corn and how vital it is to our survival because of how many foods contain corn, because of the amount of the crop being cut down from 65% to 31%, that's frightening. Think about that. 65% to 31%. You think your food's going to go up? Of course it's going to go up. That means meat. That means chicken. you know, beef, chicken. It means dairy. All of that. Time to grow a garden. Time to go grow a garden, I'm telling you. So, yeah, Jake is right. It used to be, hey, are you kidding me with this? Why do I have to worry about it? We live in the land of convenience. I can just drive down the corner. Might not be so easy to just drive down the corner. All right, quickly, let's go to another one. This one from Jillian, who says, Kate, you know, I wasn't so sold on Mitt Romney. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I've mostly voted Democratic in my life, but I'm so sad to say that what I'm seeing happen in this country, the reliance on government and the fact that people are on the dole, hanging out, would rather take the take, and the taxes and the what's going back and forth, the conversation over the taxes, it makes me sick. I think I'd rather have a businessman any day, even if I don't think he's particularly likable. I don't think he's unlikable. He might not have the appeal of a Barack Obama in 2008, but I think he could be better. You know, that's the question. Is it's funny how Jillian worded that, because likability is high for Obama, and this is probably what she's referring to. I've been talking about this on the show, and not so high for Romney. But when it comes to money, economy, that kind of stuff, previous to all this Bain nonsense of whether he has offshore accounts, or he does have offshore accounts, and what's that all about, and what kind of money did he get from Bain, and all of that stuff, without a doubt, in most of the polls, he does much higher, does much better when it comes to matters of money. And this is one of the things that ails us in the United States. Is a business person better than a lawyer type to be the leader of the free world, if we wanted to go by job title, or no? Or no? Let's move on to another one. Boy, I've got so many emails here. That's why I don't like to comb through them ahead of time, because it's better to be surprised by what we see. So I move on to another one. This one from Scout. You got to love these nicknames. And Scout says, man, I am psyched that you are doing that medal contest. I cannot wait. I don't know what it is, but I love Nail the Score. I've never called in this year. I intend to be a full participant, just so you know, with either emailing or calling for the game of the week in the NFL. I love the summer because when we're halfway through it, I know we're closer to the conventions. I know we're closer to electing new people in Congress. And I know we'll have football back, because, Kate, let's face it, you get it, I get it. Football rules big time. But I'm not going to disagree. I'm excited about the medal contest, too. In fact, we've done only one before because of the length of the show. The last Olympics, I was doing America Tonight. So this is pretty exciting that we get to do it again. And we'll see. Maybe we'll have a winner this time around. All right, let's do another one here. And this one is from Joe, who says, boy, oh boy, I am so sick of not just politics, but the whole Joe Paterno taking the statue down or not. What a sick thing that's happened at Nittany Lion U. I don't understand how people could protect a football program versus young boys. Kate, it makes no sense. I think they should absolutely take down the statue of Joe Paterno. Yeah, the legend of Joe Paterno is certainly tarnished in this latest thing. The report by the former FBI director that says all the higher-ups knew, and they just let it go on. They didn't do anything about it. What's that about? Absolutely. Doing numbers next, we can count.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. It is all about the numbers when we talk about all kinds of things, including, sadly, do you know it's been over a year since the disaster at Fukushima, the nuclear power plant in Japan, that interrupted the lives of millions of Japanese people. Scientists now fear that the contaminated water is on course to America. So many of you called this show about, what about the radiation coming to the United States? What's going to happen there? And guess what? You were right, because researchers, I kind of blew it off thinking, no, that dissipates, that would rise, that would go in a different direction. But researchers are releasing the findings of a study into the aftermath of the Fukushima disaster, and they're warning that the U.S. isn't exactly spared just yet. But see, here's that other thing. I figured that, yes, spared was going to happen there, but they're saying just yet, because they don't want to go on the limb and have it crack off. Scientists are saying that incredibly contaminated ocean waters could reach the west coast of the U.S. in only a matter of 5 years. You know, we've talked about the ghost ship that showed up that the Navy had to sink and whatnot. It's a whole different story, though, when we're talking about contaminated ocean water. Pretty scary stuff, if you ask me. So remember, 5 years, that's what we have, 5 years to watch this, investigate it, and figure out a way to do whatever they can to stop that from happening. How about this crazy story about the software guru who's got to pay $60 million in his wife's death. If you followed along the pieces of this, if you watched any news or listened to news on any of the stations, the great stations I'm on, then you might know a little bit about this story. What happened was a jury found on Tuesday that Hans Reiser is liable in the wrongful death suit against him, and he's been ordered to pay that money to his kids. So any of the money that Reisner should gain from the software projects in the future go toward the kids. I guess that's the good news because he's got a son who's 11 and a daughter who's 12. They've been living in Russia after he killed his wife and her body was found in a shallow grave in Oakland Hills. Ugh. The children's grandmother sued the father and they were represented pro bono. And they were looking for $10 million for each kid, $5 million in punitive. They came back. The jury was so just blown away by the evidence. They came back with $25 million per kid and $10 million in the punitive damages. Yeah, this was a very twisted thing. He was convicted in 2008 of murdering his wife, Nina, 2 years before that. And this was the crazy thing. He acted as his own lawyer in the civil trial, was rambling and crying in his prison outfit before the jury. So you knew it was downhill from there. And his defense was that he killed his wife to protect his children from her. Right, whatever, buddy. The good news is, like I said, is that he was this crazy, nutty software developer guy, and the kids will benefit from that. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. You always sound so chipper.
You firing me up.
I am. What am I firing you up about this time?
Oh, Penn State.
Oh, yeah, Penn State and the Joe Paterno statue. And yeah. Here's what happened, and you know this too, Pete, probably, I'm sure. There was an airplane that pulled one of those banners across that said, you know, get rid of the Paterno statue or we will.
Yeah, well, what needs to happen is the football program needs to go away for a while, just like they did with SMU.
You know, that's true, because SMU, boy, and they were rough on SMU. They get the death penalty and now have barely started to, I think in the last couple of years, bounce back from that, start to see the program improve and get better coaching and all that kind of stuff and get better recruits. But you're right, if they can do that to SMU, why can't they do something to Penn State? Because obviously they cared more about the football program than these little boys. They were little boys. It's terrible.
Yeah, that was over, you know, that SMU deal was over money.
Yeah.
This was over little kids.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I know. I think it's so disgusting and disheartening at the same time. It's so, of all the things that can happen, I mean, hey, you know, Reggie Bush's mother gets a house or this happens or that happens. We know all kinds of things happen with the NCAA and their claws on top of programs. But this is inexcusable. This isn't about money. This isn't about somebody getting a car for a kid who's a superstar or any of that stuff. This is just so beyond comparison to any of those things. I agree with you, Pete. Penn State needs to be put on hold for a while.
Yeah, exactly. And it needs to happen immediately.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll let you go.
Thanks, Pete. Good comments. Yeah, and you know, the Penn State thing was a crazy deal, and people have had enough of it. And no matter what Joe Paterno's son says, no matter what the Paterno family tries to come up with as to Joe Pa not being responsible, it's just not washing with anyone. They'd be better to not say anything. He knew, he was informed. I mean, what does Mike McQuarrie, the graduate student, have to say? I see Sandusky, grown man, the assistant football coach, raping a kid, attacking a kid. So what else is necessary? And the fact that they only cared about what was going on at Penn State, can't bite the arm that feeds us. Which the strange thing about that is, if they came, if they immediately pushed and went to prosecute Sandusky, how does Penn State's program take a big fall? I mean, it'd be shocking. It'd be a big news story for a little while. But the other side of that is they get rid of the bad seed. You can't put kids in that situation. And how many could have been spared is the sad, sad thing. And so people have had enough. People in Happy Valley have had enough. Penn State alums have had enough. They have. And so was he an iconic coach? Think of the pre-Sandusky years. Think of the players that have gone through there. Okay, fine. But what does it matter when he was complicit, I hate to say it, in the sexual abuse of these kids by turning a blind eye and letting a predator like Jerry Sandusky to be able to survive and more than survive, thrive on that campus? You have to be kidding. And Louis Free, I heard, was just, and of course he was, and he said as much in his report, he was blown away by what he found at every single turn, every time he pushed and pushed and pushed to find out who knew what when and finally could establish some of those timelines. I think he was even surprised, appalled. More than he thought he was going to find there, he found. And that's the sad, sad truth of this whole thing with Penn State. So bravo to the people who got in the plane and pulled the banner that said, take down Paterno's statue or we will do it. We will do it. Even the great Bobby Bowden, who was a longtime friend of Paterno's and rival coach for Florida State, said they need to take the statue down because it's not even safe for his family to allow that to continue. The outrage is now completely bubbled over, and there is no sweeping this under the rug. There is absolutely no sweeping it under the rug. There is nothing that they can say to, I think, restore Joe Paterno's name, especially because of the last report that came out. Hey, do you have any thoughts on America Tonight? You can certainly send them to me. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in the system.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.